All right, so any movie buffs in here? Any movie buffs? All right. Have you seen this old movie? And I mean old movie because it literally came out the year I was born. It's called Karate Kid. Oh, yes, a lot more people knew it than that. I knew someone referenced it earlier. Someone said sweep the leg, and I was like, you're going where I'm going. So I'm not talking about the remake with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. I'm talking about the old 1984. Oh, man, old 1984. That hurts my heart. The original Karate Kid. And one of my favorite scenes in there is the wax on, wax off. For those that have not seen it or really want me to recap it, here we go. Basically, Daniel-san, he's getting bullied, and he wants to fight these bullies. Part of who's the group that bullies him? Cobra Kai, right? And he meets this old guy, Mr. Miyagi, and he's like, "You could teach me karate. How do I fight them? How do I go after them?" And so, Mr. Miyagi, in this great scene, he's like, "Show me how to stand the floor." Like, what does that have to do with karate? He's like, "Sand the floor." It's like, "Okay, I'm going to sand the floor." Okay, show me. Wax on, wax off. How do you put you're waxing a car? Wax on. It's like, all right. So Daniel does that. He's like, what does this have to do with karate? So then he goes, okay, now show me wax off. So we wax, wax on, a wax off, a wax on, a wax off, right? And so he's like, so he's getting frustrated, right? Daniel is getting frustrated. He's like, I asked you for karate. Now I'm doing these weird hand motions in the air. He's like, show me how to paint the fence. It's like, okay, how does this? He's like, now go to side to side. All right. So he's, as you could tell, as you would expect, Daniel's getting frustrated. This is not karate. So he calls him out. It's like, he gets real mad at him. So Mr. Miyagi he yells at him and he attacks Daniel and he goes, wax on! And he goes like this. And then, of course, Daniel, wax on. He blocked the shot. And he yelled again. He's like, wax on! And he goes and he blocks it again. Paint the fence! And he ended up blocking. When he's realized, you see the light bulb go off. Like, oh, you're teaching me. You're teaching me something, right? You're teaching me how to defend myself. He wanted to go into the fight and attack all these bullies. But he's like, you need to learn how to defend first. So he taught him how to defend, how to block, how to defend. So that reminds me of the verse we see in 1 Peter 3:15. And it says, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. See, as Christians, we are called to give a defense. And what this is saying is, are you ready to give a reason for why you believe what you believe? Are you ready to defend your faith? He said, we should be ready to defend it. We should be ready to defend Christ, to defend our life, to defend what we are about as Christians. And he says, you should be ready to give the defense. So who here is, outside of, say, church, is comfortable about talking about Jesus? Okay. Who's comfortable within the church? Some people don't even like to, yeah. Good, good. I'm glad the hands are coming up. Because we are supposed to talk about God. Yes, like Andrew was saying, they should know who we are by the way we live. But sometimes people are going to question what we believe. People are going to question why we believe it. They're going to question stuff. And we should be ready to give that defense. Give that reason for that hope we have. For that life we live. We should be ready for it. Reminds me of the story you see in the Bible with David and Goliath. Who knows the story of David and Goliath? If you've even driven by a church, you know the story of David and Goliath, right? Here's Goliath, this guy who's about 9 foot tall, this Philistine. He's about yay foot tall-ish, right? And he's taunting the Israelites, and he's for like 40 days. It's like, no one's going to fight me. And of course, no one wants to fight this giant of a man. And everyone is scared. And then you enter David. David's like, this guy? You want to fight? I'll fight this guy. I'll take him out. And his brother's like, what are you even doing here? King Saul was like, thanks, we appreciate your enthusiasm, but no. Because on paper, he's not really qualified to do this, right? He's one of the younger of the family, of the boys. He tends the sheep. He's a kid, right? Not really qualified on paper, you would think. But if you look at 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 36, you actually see that he is pretty qualified to take on Goliath. But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and when there came a lion or a bear and took the lamb from the flock, I went after him, struck him, and delivered him out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." David was pretty qualified. He has two things going for him. One, he had faith in God. He's like, he's going against God, we're going to win. But the second thing he had going, he was prepared. You see, he had fought off lions. He had fought off bears, right? So Goliath would say 9 foot tall. You know how big lions get? Anyone who just saw, I just saw The Lion King, the remake. Anyone who say the new Lion King? If you look at one of those lions, it's just muscle. They can have bursts up to like 50 miles an hour. Not for long, but bursts up to 50. Not to mention the whole, you know, claws and teeth thing. So lions are nothing to sneeze at. Yet he said, yeah, I've taken them out. And a bear. Some bears can get up to as big as 550 pounds, especially in that region of the country. So he has prepared himself. I don't know if he knew that he was going to fight Goliath, but he was prepared for this moment. He was prepared for that. As Christians, when it comes to our faith, and when people do question it, or maybe subtly, maybe not so subtle, and just attack our faith, are we ready? Are we prepared for that? Are we prepared to give that defense for it? I think it's important to, there's ways to do that. First is, do like David and tackle the lion and the bear now. What I mean by that is, if there is something about your faith that you're not really sure understand fully, or you know that there's some topical stuff going on right now that you're not really well-versed in, well, get well-versed in it. If someone came up to you and said, why do you need to be dunked underwater for it to be saved? What does that have to do with saved? What does that have to do with anything? Are you ready to give that answer? You can't just go, well, the Bible says so. You're right, it does. But go on. Expand on that. Why? God created this, this, and this, and everything else. Yeah, but does he really exist? Are you ready to give that answer? To defend that? If not, start now. Dive into the Bible now. Get into the Word now. Continue to go to class, to Bible classes, to church. Functions like this, youth rally, is really good to help solidify that defense. So when you, in the next phase of your life, whether it's going into high school, whether it's going to college, the workforce, whatever, you are ready because, okay, we all are on the same page as far as our faith for the most part, right? But not every coworker is going to be a Christian. Not every student that you encounter, person on your soccer team, football team, they're not going to be Christians. And some people will, like I said, be more subtle about it. Someone will just flat out attack you. Are you ready to defend? Tackle the lion now. Tackle the bear now. So when Goliath comes down, you'll be like, okay, I got this. I'm ready for this. And if you look at the end of the first verse we read, 1 Peter 3:15, it says we're supposed to do this, defend with gentleness and reverence. When we defend, we are supposed to defend with gentleness. And some verses say respect. Defend with gentleness and respect. Whenever you go into these, sometimes it's a heated argument, sometimes it's just a debate. Ask yourself, am I trying to win this? Or am I trying to bring glory to God? Think about what's your motivation when you have an argument or if you're defending your faith or whatever. What is your motivation? Is it to win this battle? Is it to make them lose? Or is it to draw them closer to God? We talked about earlier, Andrew talked about earlier about smelling. You can, some people you can smell as they come by. Josh, I'm going to pick on you for a second. I'm assuming you smell good. You might smell like a bed of roses. But let's just assume that Josh did not smell good. Maybe he smelled like roses, but like they're dead, rotting roses. And I got a whiff of it. And it, you know, some of those smells that hit you to the core and kind of shake you a little bit. Maybe it's one of those. And I said, Josh, you stink. You stink. And then I went up and I said on Sunday morning, yes, I have an announcement. Josh Blackmore, he smells like stank. Now, what I said might have been true. It might have been really true. He might have really smelled like stank. But is that a gentle way to talk about it? Calling him out publicly or saying it out loud, is that a gentle way? What I said was truth, but that was not gentle at all. Zero respect at all. But sometimes we hide behind that truth to say whatever we want any way we want to. But what I said was true. You can't come at me because I said yes. But did you do it with gentleness? The Bible says everything you do in... yeah, love. Do it in love. What is your motivation when you're defending? Am I defending just so I can win and prove you wrong? Or I just want to glorify God. I want to bring honor to Him. I want you to come closer to God because of this. So I encourage you today, as you are figuring out who you are and what you believe and why you believe it, be ready for the defense. And when you defend, do that with gentleness, do that with love, and God will be glorified.